And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 12th of July, 2016. It's the birthday of the poet Pablo Neruda, born in Parral, Chile, in 1904. When he was 19 years old, he sold all his possessions in order to publish his first book, Crepusculario, Twilight. Pablo Neruda, who always wrote in green ink because he believed it was the color of hope. It's the birthday of Thoreau. Henry David Thoreau conquered Massachusetts, 1817, went to Harvard, then worked in his father's pencil factory. He taught for a while, but he resigned because he didn't want to beat his students, which was traditional back then. He went to work for Ralph Waldo Emerson, moved into Emerson's house, tutored his children, and after he accidentally burned down 300 acres of woods near Concord, he decided to go out and live in the woods. And on July the 4th, 1845, he entered the woods living in a cabin he had built there near Walden Pond. Lived there 2 years, 2 months, and 2 days, cultivating beans, eating fish and salt pork and woodchuck, and writing in his journal. It took him almost 9 years to work up his journal into a book. Walden came out in 1854, in which he wrote, "I wanted to live deep and suck all the marrow of life, to live so sturdily and Spartan-like as to put to rout all that was not life, to cut a broad swath and shave close, to drive life into a corner and reduce it to its lowest terms." It was on this day in 1389 King Richard II appointed Geoffrey Chaucer to the position of chief clerk of the King's Works in Westminster, which came with a good salary, £30 per year, but a very heavy workload. Chaucer had to supervise the building, the maintenance of a number of royal projects, including the Tower of London and Westminster Palace. But it gave him the chance to travel widely and to meet people of many different social classes, and probably was a help in enabling him to write his great work, The Canterbury Tales. And it's the birthday of Julius Caesar, born in Rome around 100 BC, who managed to capture for the Roman Empire most of what became France and Great Britain, returned to Rome, entered into a civil war against his political opponents. Against great odds, Caesar won the war and forgave many of the leaders who had fought against him, which was his great mistake, because it was a group of those men whom he spared who began to conspire against him and who killed him. Here's a poem for today by Joe McDougall entitled Choice. You've come to the oncologist's office to talk about your options. You view the scans, forgetting to breathe. It's metastasized, he frowns, pointing to where and where. He ticks off the preferred treatment, the side effects, low rates of success. It's your choice, he says, closing your folder, but we need to start tomorrow. You think of yesterday, when you lived in a different universe, of a waitress, hand on her hip, asking, "Hun, you want mustard or mayo on that sandwich?" Choice, a poem by Joe McDougall from The Undiscovered Room, published by Tavern Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. And by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at Lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.